Thank you all for your patience in waiting for this episode. I appreciate every single one of you, subscribers, listeners, patrons. It has been a very busy month, and life gets in the way. However, I was able to push it aside and get this episode out, and it's a good one. There's a lot of fun packed into the 47-minute dumb birthday game here, from April 13th, 1996, the title of which shall be The Aimlessly Rambling Man. Tom Howie was producing. The players: Jack Hart, Glenn in Ames, Iowa, Bell from Rockport, John in Portsmouth, Rhode Island, Al from Waltham, and maybe Bill from Beepsville or Brighton or a cave. The birthdays: Paul Servino, Tony Dowd, Al Green, Peebo Bryson, Max Weinberg, Lyle Wagoner, Bill Conti, and Rick Schroeder. Episode 185, The Aimlessly Rambling Man, wanders its way to your ears now.
Jack Hart, of course, from Traffic, our traffic person, will be one of those who'll be on the panel, and I'm just so darn excited to be able to talk with you again, Jack. Are you there, Jack? Hello?
Sorry, I'm rambling on. I thought we were all going to do it.
Yeah, well, I think that's only fair.
Yes.
So it doesn't make my rambling just seem totally stupid. Like, I must be the way they do that with everybody there.
we'll make it chic.
That's right. You can't get a job at WBZ unless you ramble on in a totally stupid, aimless kind of way.
Pretty soon, people all over the country will be just rambling aimlessly.
I think so, and I think it'll make for a better country. And I say the country that rambles on aimlessly does whatever.
You know, it's already starting to catch on. I took the subway into work tonight, and people all over the subway car just rambling aimlessly.
I miss subways and stuff. See, where I live, we don't have subways.
Mm-hmm.
I know that seems kind of silly to you to think that a town as huge as Middleton, Massachusetts, does not have a subway system.
Subway.
Yeah.
Every town should have a subway.
Yeah, because I want to go out from my house and take the subway down to Middleton Square.
Mm-hmm.
But there is no subway.
So you have to walk or
Walk or have a car, yeah. They don't even have buses or streetcars. At least they could have a streetcar. What kind of... I mean, if this is not uncivilized, I don't know what it is.
You know,
but I remember taking the subway in Boston.
Sure.
Sitting across some pretty lady who'd look at me, but she'd be rambling aimlessly, and that kind of spoiled things a bit.
Well, I think it's kind of fun to have people rambling aimlessly. It's the rage of the nation. Kids all over the place are doing it.
I think we started a whole trend.
Yes. Rambling aimlessly, just like I'm doing right this very minute.
As a matter of fact, it sounds like a country and western song, doesn't it?
A little bit. I'm a ramble and aimlessly. Oh, boom, boom, boom.
Okay. Anyway, this is the dumb birthday game. And Jack Hart, in a sense, kind of sets the pace because Jack thinks of these ages of these people in a very logical kind of manner, which is really nice. We have about five people who will join us on this, and I'm pleased to introduce them to you, Jack. One is Glenn, who's out in Iowa. Is that right, Glenn?
That's right, Norm. I'm out in Iowa.
Whereabouts in Iowa are you?
I'm in a little town called Ames, Iowa.
Oh, well, that's what the University of Iowa is there.
Iowa State University.
Oh, here. Iowa State, yeah.
And always in just about every crossword puzzle I've done in the last 10 years.
That's right. Ames is always one of the answers.
Sure.
Site of Iowa State.
Yeah.
And you put down Ames. It would just kind of fill in the gap.
Or just plain old Iowa Town.
Iowa Town very often, and it would be Ames. That's right. Nobody else knows any other four-letter word of a town in Iowa, so it always would be Ames.
Now, how far west is Iowa?
Can you actually hear us where you are, Glenn?
We used to be able to hear you, and then about 6 weeks ago, Clear Channel Station out of Des Moines came out at 10:40, so it kind of wipes you out.
Oh, jeez.
But I was born and raised in Danvers, and I've listened to you for years and years and years, and I was a little homesick tonight, so...
Oh, I'm glad you called. You're from Danvers, then. You're from the next town over.
That's right.
You don't have a subway system in Danvers, either.
No, but they do have a bus occasionally.
That's right, they do. And I think you can take a bus to the North Shore Shopping Center and everything.
You see the whole family standing out on the side of the road, yeah, and someone with his duffel bag is just waving.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we in Middleton look upon Danvers with a certain amount of anger because, number one, you control our water system even though the water supply is in Middleton. Are you aware of that, Glenn?
I wasn't aware of that.
Yes, that's right. That selectman sometime sold out the water rights to Danvers. Now we have to buy our own water back.
Wow.
That's number one, okay? Number two, we have a beautiful golf course there in Middleton, and everybody says it's in Danvers, which is not. The clubhouse is in, and also the hotel is kind of listed in Danvers. Half of it is in Middleton, including the liquor part. And they always say it's in Danvers. So we look upon, and also our phone exchange is Danvers, but it's really us. That's why you probably moved to Ames, Iowa, to get away from the dislike of people in Danvers who robbed us of anything. We now have the Essex County Jail there, and we're trying to get them to say that's in Danvers, but they don't. They credited that to us. You don't understand the total pain is in my voice and anger because you're not saying anything, Glenn, and I'm pouring my guts out.
But people in Danvers have always been jealous of Middleton because Middleton has you.
Oh, I never thought of that. I never thought of that. That's pretty good. Anyway, how did you happen to end up in Ames, Iowa, from Danvers, Glenn?
My fiance is from out here, so I moved out here to be with her.
Oh, and she wouldn't move to Danvers.
Her company wouldn't pay her enough money to go to Massachusetts.
Oh, I thought maybe they wouldn't. They said, you can't go to Danvers because that's a terrible town. They robbed Middleton of everything.
Well, you know, it's not that they couldn't afford it, I understand. It's just that they didn't want her morale decreased by the scorn and pain that they would feel from the people from Middleton.
That must have been it.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think you summed it up, although I have no idea what you just said. Let's go to Belle, who's up on the North Shore somewhere now. Belle, hi.
Hi.
Hi, where in the North Shore are you?
Well, Rockport.
Oh, you're in Rockport.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a pretty town. You remember Rockport, Glenn? You remember that?
Oh, I remember Rockport very well.
Yes.
Motif number one.
Listen, you guys, you ought to just get out a Nash Rambler and ramble around in that. You wouldn't have to worry about a subway.
Bill, you know something? For a young kid,
yeah,
you've got a lot of smarts up there in the pancreas.
You betcha.
Yeah, you betcha. Okay. See, Glenn, what you're missing, your fiancé, You're not married yet to her.
No, not yet.
Do you have a wedding date set?
Sometime in October. We haven't decided exactly when.
Okay, because maybe. Do you think, Belle, they could get married in Motif Number One? Anybody ever been married there?
I don't think so. But, you know, that gives me an idea. That gives me something to think about. Never thought of it.
I think it would be a swell idea myself.
That's
a dream. You could only have about three people there. But he could have his
Glenn
mother.
Glenn should come back and do that. That's hurricane time, and we might be able to wash it off again.
What does that mean, what you just said? He could wash it off, like, because Glenn and his fiancée are going to mess it up that badly?
Oh, it toppled over on the fishing boat.
Oh, that's true. That's true. As a matter of fact, the Motif Number One has just been rebuilt over
it's
the past
few years.
It's
number two.
Three
it's
now. Actually not. Yeah, that's true. That's
yeah.
true. Hey, let's go down to Rhode Island and say hello to John. Hi, John.
Hello, Norm.
Where in Rhode Island are you?
I'm in Portsmouth.
Oh, Portsmouth, Rhode Island.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I'm glad to talk to you. You've never played the game with us, I don't believe. Have you?
Please?
Have you ever played the dumb birthday
no,
game
I
with us?
No, I haven't, Norm. But I'm all excited.
You sound like you're really excited. That sound like the sweat coming out
there
of every pore.
There are grapefruit-sized beads of sweat on my forehead.
Wow. Mine are only tangerine-sized.
Well, they really are. It's really ugly, isn't it? It looks like...
It's a pitiful size.
Yeah, I'm glad I can't see you, John, to tell you the truth.
But I did study the rules from the past week and a half, the ones you sent me, so...
Yeah, we sent you the full... Did we send you the full... A dumb birthday game guidebook, which runs about 1,015 pages, I think it is now.
Yeah, well, I did request the computer disk version to avoid the volumes of
because you didn't want to read through it all.
I did have to upgrade my computer, though, to handle the files.
Okay. What we've added over the... See, each week we do add to it. And this week we've added the charter of the town of Methuen.
I saw that.
I couldn't talk the judges out of that. They said, let's put in Methuen's town bylaws in the book. And I said, what relationship does that have to the dumb birthday game? And they said, don't be foolish. That's the answer they give me to everything.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, yeah. I've talked to the management here at WBZ and said, what's the point of whatever it is? And they say, please, don't be foolish. And we've let it go at that.
Is that what they say when you ask for a raise, Norm?
Yeah, I go and I say that, too. I say, I think I've been here a long enough time so that I ought to get an upgrade in salary. After all, look at how many people listen to us. We must have at least 36 people listening through the night. And they say, please, don't be foolish. So I just walk out of there, you know. No sense in arguing with these people. You want to talk with Al? Al is here, too, from Waltham.
Hello, Norm.
Al and I just talked a little while ago.
Yeah, right.
And he was so sparkling, we thought, hey, let's bring him back for the dumb birthday game.
I think I'll pay my taxes. I got 2 hammers and a toilet seat at least.
Okay. Okay, that's right. And you were mentioning taxes are not due till Tuesday. Are you telling us the truth?
Yeah, right. We get an extra day because of the holiday falling on Monday.
Oh, is this Patriots Day? That's right. It would be Monday.
I think normally
it's the 19th, but the 19th is about a Thursday, so they move it up to Monday in that case.
I think that's only state, though, isn't it? To get the extra day.
Yeah.
Oh, so the federal taxes have to be in on Monday.
Yeah. To heck with you guys.
Hmm. Oh well.
It's still due on Monday, I guess.
Yeah. I see. I don't like to fight taxes, so what I did was I sent mine in. About 4 years ago. So I figure if they get it early enough, maybe they'll not notice.
Oh, that's only because you were expecting a refund.
No, that's the last thing in the world I ever expected, a refund. Anyway, we have Bill.
What's happening?
What's that? That was Bill.
I don't know, but it just made me deaf in that ear.
Ooh, she's
yeah,
getting awake
I
now.
No, I plugged. Oh. I just pushed the thing for Bill. He's still there, but
he must be on a fax machine.
You think I might? let me try. Let me try him again. Let's see. Hold your ears. I'll try to keep it down. That's better. No, I guess the last time when I clipped off that sound, I clipped him off, too. Okay, let's... Anyway, we'll go ahead with the game itself. And I guess Tom Hoey is our producer, and maybe he's trying to get Bill now. But in any event, let me give you some names, and you tell me what age they are. Isn't that exciting?
Yay!
I think it's exciting just to share this game with Jack Hart.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah. A lot of people say that, Jack. A lot of people are excited, particularly women, about playing the game with you. Hope you don't take advantage of that power against these poor, helpless, sweaty women.
Oh, certainly not. I've got a darling woman that...
don't tell us about your own fiancé you're going to marry and who you love. We don't need that kind of sloppy stuff. No. Please, don't get sickening. No, that's okay. I used to pull that stuff, too. And even if you mean
Bill
it,
do.
We don't want to hear... Oh, Bill is back with us, I'm told. Okay. Are you there? Bill, what's causing that...
My radio's down. Totally down.
No, but I mean, even then, I just wondered what that...
Turn it off. It's cleaning the wax out.
I guess that's pretty good, too, isn't it? Bill, you're in Brighton, aren't you? You're practically down the street from us.
Yeah.
Okay. You ready to play the dumb birthday game, or do you want to tell anybody a little bit about you? Because you're probably a very exciting man with a strange kind of... Even that sound is kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah, you sound like you're feedback in there.
Yeah. Now, see, now, when I do this, this is okay.
Are you sure you're not?
And when I do this, you get the whistle. What's causing that?
Yes.
Are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm on a regular phone.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's just like your basic phone.
Yeah, do you have asthma or anything like that? Are you in a jar?
Say again?
Are you in a jar?
Am I in a jar? Not right now.
I don't know whether we can manage this, Bill, because we're getting that kind of sound when I give you enough volume so we can hear everybody. Ooh, that's a nice sound. Bill, let's do this again another time. Maybe we were overloading something. I'm sorry, I just hung up on Bill. And we got rid of the sound. Otherwise, that would be intolerable.
Yeah, it sounded like we were all talking in tin cans.
Yeah, that's what it sounded exactly like that.
Yeah.
Okay, let me give you some names. Paul Sorvino. The actor, Paul Sorvino. Let's see if I...
Looks exactly like my barber.
Does he?
Mm-hmm. Or my barber looks exactly like you.
You know, actually, I don't have any information in the regular section on Paul Sorvino, except that he's an actor, but you all knew that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute, just one.
He was in the movie Goodfellas.
Goodfellas.
He showed Law and Order for a while.
Yeah.
He had his own show for like a half an hour, D'Angelo, I believe.
And he's a good singer.
Won an Oscar.
She did, and they
showed him in the
crowd. They showed him, and he was sitting there crying. I thought that was lovely. Paul Sorvino, fine actor.
And his marriage is on the rocks.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know. His wife was conspicuously absent at the Oscars.
Yeah.
She wasn't just sick?
Well, they announced it this past week.
They mentioned the fact that there was a problem there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Well, that's too bad.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah. Well, maybe we should be glad. Maybe his wife was wretched. Or maybe he was wretched, and we're glad for her.
Oh, I don't think he was wretched.
Yes, we don't know, except we know him better than we know her. Okay, Paul.
I don't even know her.
Okay, Paul Sorvino. He also wrote a book on curing asthma.
Paul Sorvino?
Yeah, I remember that. He was on some talk show once, and he said... he had a son or somebody who had asthma, and he showed them the proper way to breathe and do exercises with his voice and things, which rid him of the asthma, and he never had to take medication ever again. That's what he said. I meant to pick up the book because I have a slight case of asthma myself, which is kind of tough when you're in the middle of a lovemaking session and you begin to wheeze. Although sometimes some women take it as excitement.
Sure.
They don't take it as an ailment. What would you think, Belle, if we were making wild love and I began to wheeze? Would that turn you off?
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe I better get Paul Sorvino's book then.
If you get the right cadence, though, you can get a song out of it.
Yeah. Anyway, Glenn, how old do you think Paul Sorvino is?
I'm going to say 63.
Okay, what do you think, Bell?
I'm going to say 60.
All right. And what would you say, John?
Oh, 58.
And Al?
58.
58 also. And Bill, I'm sorry about Bill. I'm sorry about that. He seemed like a nice man.
Mm.
But I just couldn't get rid of that whistle.
The lousy phone.
Oh. Might have been that. Jack, what do you say? How old do you think he is?
62.
62. Actually, he's 57.
Boom.
Ah.
Oh, so that means John and Al, said 58, both came the closest. Paul Sorvino.
Hmm.
And his RCA Bluebird recording orchestra. Okay, how about Tony Dow? I don't have any information. Leave It to Beaver. He was Wally. That's right. Wally Cleaver. On Leave It to Beaver. It's funny to see those two guys back together again. They're both older, and the young one who played the Beaver is a little fat guy.
Well, he was a little fat guy back then.
I guess he was a little fat guy. You know, he's an older fat guy. I guess that's true.
True.
Yeah. This is Tony Dow, the older brother, Wally Cleaver. Jack, how old do you think Tony Dow is? On this very date, on Saturday, April 13th.
Let's see. About 30 years older than when the Beef went off the air. So that was 30 years ago. Ish. I'm going to say that he's...
50. 50. Okay. What can you repeat any of the lines that were kind of typical of the Beaver on the Leave It to Beaver show?
Typical of the Beaver or of Wally?
Oh, just Cleaver? In. Oh, I guess of Wally.
So they said, "Gee, Mrs. Cleaver, sure is a nice dress you're wearing today. Isn't that nice? You make a lovely pie there, Mrs. Cleaver." "Come on, Beav. I'm going to take you outside and beat you up." And a two-faced little smug little guy.
Wally?
Wally, he was two-faced. He would be nice and sweet to the mother and so forth. Oh, young
Cleaver. You're not thinking of the other guy. You're thinking of Eddie, aren't you?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm thinking of Eddie.
So, no, Eddie was
Dad's going to be mad when he gets home.
Oh,
gee, Beav. That's good. That's excellent. Excellent. Gee, Beav.
Dad might even take off his tie.
Al, what do you think? How old do you think Tony Dow is?
About 55.
About 55?
Yeah, didn't he use the holler for Mr. Wilson? Or have I got the wrong show?
No, I think you're talking about
Dennis.
Dennis the Menace, yeah.
Yeah.
And, John, what do you think?
Oh, I'll say 53.
53. It's kind of interesting. Tony Dow apparently didn't make any kind of an impression. Jack thought he was Eddie. And Al thought he was on Dennis the Menace.
Well, it was pretty much the most bland character in the whole show.
Well, they were all kind of bland. The mother, especially, always dressed nicely and was making cookies a lot.
And always seemed to be on some sort of a sedative.
Yeah, I think the father was too, wasn't it?
Yeah, he used to sit around in his chair and read the newspaper, and she came in. Boy, we're making supper.
Mm-hmm. Well, we had a busy day at the office today. It wasn't until sometime during the afternoon when they changed the pure water thing.
Filter.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got crumbs on my sweater.
Yeah, just awful. I had to make two or three phone calls and sell more of whatever it is I'm selling. I forget what kind of a business that is.
Was it insurance?
I was going to say insurance, but I don't remember. I don't remember what business he was in.
I think he was much like Ozzy Nelson. Nobody ever knew what he did for a living.
Yeah, monkey business.
But occasionally you'd see him in his office. And was it in Springfield? No, what was the name of the town?
Mayfield.
Mayfield. Yeah. Oh, as opposed to Andy Griffith's town, which was
Mayberry.
Mayberry. I see. Mayfield, Mayberry.
But Mayberry was based on a real town, Mount Airy.
Oh, yeah, in North Carolina, wasn't it, where Andy Griffith's from?
Yep.
Son of a gun. Incidentally, I was up in Vermont this past week. Wednesday night, we did a show up in Middlebury, Vermont. And I remember asking the lady, and I felt I was really like a tourist. I said, the people come in and ask you about Bob Newhart, you know, because it was an inn. And she said, "There isn't an inn. They filmed that 4 miles down the road in South Middlebury." Huh. Did you know that? I didn't know that that show was actually film was done in a real place. Maybe she was giving me the business.
I think they might have just been talking about the exteriors.
That could be, but.
Because, I mean, all the interior, you know, there's the outside, there's the inn that they show at the beginning, and some other outdoor stuff, and then inside really doesn't correspond with the way the outside looked at all.
Well, that's like Cheers.
That's right, yeah, the inside, I remember bringing some people who came in from California to show them Cheers, and the outside, of course, is the same, but inside doesn't look anything like Cheers.
No, there is a bar there, and they do serve beer, but that's about where it is.
But it's not at that huge, big, round bar.
Absolutely not.
And so maybe the same thing is with the Bob Newhart show. I hate to think of it that way, because...
Well, I did one here in Rockport for years called Harbor Master. Was it Barry Sullivan that played in it?
Really? There was a TV series and it called Home? Yeah, and it was filmed, at least the exterior shots were filmed in the Rockport?
Yeah, and the town hall was supposed to be, which was a neighborhood house that we had here that wasn't the town hall at all, but they showed the exterior of it.
Well, I'm glad the Hollywood people have never come to Middleton, my town, because we just throw them out if they're going to be that deceptive. If you're going to film something in our bars... at least do the whole thing and do it here. Understand? Or go back to Hollywood where you came from, mister.
But you know what would happen? Is they'd shoot it in Middleton and they would call the town Danvers.
That's right.
I think they did some what we call Winnuthouse in Danvers.
Oh, they used to call it. We don't call it that anymore.
Well, it isn't one anymore, anyhow.
No, it doesn't exist anymore, but no. In later years, we did call it the mental facility. We didn't call it the nut house anymore. When I was a kid, people were cruel and did that, and I thought you'd grown out of that, Bell.
That's what I was referring to.
Okay. Hey, what about Tony Dow? How old do you think he is, Bell? Remember we were talking about
49.
Him? 49. Okay. Glenn, what do you say?
52.
52. Did we call you back, Glenn?
Yes, you did.
Okay, so it's our phone bill. I'm so glad about that. Tony Dow is 51, so we have two winners, Jack Hart, who said 50, and Glenn, who said 52. You both were just a year off, but the rest of you were amazingly close. Amazingly close.
Mm.
I can't get over how close you were. Wowie. Okay, how about Al Green, you know, the singer?
Yeah.
Biggest hit, Let's Stay Together, was done in 1972. He was the number one soul pop singer in the early 70s. More recently, a gospel singer and a minister at the Full Tabernacle Church in Memphis, Tennessee. And he's from Forest City, Arkansas, originally, Al Green. Okay, what do you think? Let's start with you, John. What do you think? How old is Al Green on this very day?
Early 70s.
Yeah. His stuff was, you know, was in the early 70s. And Let's Stay Together, the big hit, was 1972. I used to play Al Green's records. I can't remember how that went. Do you know how that goes, Jack?
Oh, yeah. Loving you whether the times are good or bad, happy or sad.
Yeah, now I know the song.
That was so beautiful.
Based
I got chills.
He's got to be 52.
52.
Mm-hmm.
Based upon the way Jack sang that.
It just
yeah. Did you get goose pimples same as I did when he was singing? It was just so darn thrilling.
I don't know about that, but the hair on the back of my neck stood up.
Boy, Glenn, how old do you think Al Green is?
I'm going to say 48.
48. Okay, and Al, what do you say?
I'm going to go with 55 again.
55.
Yeah.
And Jack, 50. Jack says 50. And what do you say, Bell?
I'm going to try 49.
You're going to try 49.
Again.
Okay, well, 50 is actually correct.
Ooh,
50, so that means Jack.
Jack's cheating again.
Jack is the only one who said 50. But Bell said 49, which was very close. We all were very close. And that's why jazz came up to Mississippi to Chicago. I saw in the paper the other day.
On the Ohio River.
No, the Mississippi River. I know you're thinking the Ohio River, that separates Kentucky from Ohio. I know all that stuff because I'm an American, red, white, and blue. Anyway, I saw something about a concert by Peebo Bryson in the paper the other day. Singer, biggest hit, If Ever You're in My Arms Again. He recorded that in 1984. I remember how that went. If ever you're in my arms again, I'll hold you so tight while the flag is still bursting. I think it's the same song. People, did you see the thing of People, Bryson, he's doing a thing at City Hall in Boston on the plaza there, some special thing?
I think I heard something about it, but I didn't see any of the particulars. I just saw something in Yesterday's Herald.
Yesterday's Herald, and that's where I saw it.
That's an ad for it.
I just reached it for
Is there
Harold.
A relationship with this? Are we supposed to be thinking about his age?
Yes, you'd be thinking about his age, but I thought he's very much in the news because of that. I just picked out a Boston Herald. Here in the newsroom, it's March 19th. No wonder our news sounds so old. March 19th. What are we doing with this one? April 12th. That's today. Let me just look that up.
That was yesterday.
Well, that was yesterday. I guess in the strict sense of the word, you might say it was yesterday. That's true.
Is that why not too long ago I heard in the news, Lincoln shot?
Wait a minute. I think it's right here in the paper. No, it says Lincoln will be shot.
Oh. For a couple of days before.
The paper goes back a few. No, I was just looking up, see if I could do it. I know you're all being very patient about this, but then again, my turning pages in a newspaper.
It's sensual.
It is kind of sensual and kind of...
annoying.
I never thought of that in that sense. No, I don't think that's... I don't, it's probably here, but I can't find it that quickly. No, it says... it just says a lot of stuff about Jack Hart in the paper here. Anyway, you saw that Peabo Bryson. Let me tell you about Peabo Bryson. Warren, let me tell you about him. Let me see if I can find anything about him. Peabo Bryson, I just told you, I guess, if ever you're in my arms again, he recorded that in 1984. He's from Greenville, South Carolina. And Glenn, how old do you think he is?
I'm going to say 46.
What do you think, Bell?
42.
John?
44.
And Al?
50.
What do you think, Jack?
40.
40. Okay, she's 45. So I think we have a couple of winners there because we have John said 44 and Glenn said 46. So they both were just 1 year off. Very good. That means let's see, Jack, John, and Glenn all have two apiece. And Al has one.
And Belle has Zippo.
Belle has Zippo, and you ought to see them when she's wearing a wet shirt. Ooh, yowie.
Don't worry about how you stand now. I'm a repetitive loser.
You're a repetitive loser?
No.
Max Weinberg, the drummer on the Conan O'Brien show.
Yeah.
He's a fine drummer. He was with the E Street Band. Anyway, here's his birthday is today, also April 13th. And let's start with you, Al. What do you think? How old is Max Weinberg?
I'd say about 38.
About 38. Okay, we've all had a chance to look at him anyway, so that might give you somewhat of an idea of his age. What do you think, Bell?
49.
You say 40? 39 years of age.
Years of age.
Yeah, I see. Okay. 39 years of age. We've never had this is really a class program to have two people imitate Jack Benny, one female and one male, is really
class.
Awfully. That was really classy. And, you know, terribly, exciting. So cut that out. I think we've milked that enough. Jack, what do you think? How old is Max Weinberg?
Max Weinberg.
Max Weinberg.
Let's see, 38.
Okay. Glenn, what do you say?
Well, you know.
Are you, trying to poke fun at me or what?
No, I just think I'm going to have to go along with, 39.
With 39. Okay. And what do you think, John?
Oh, let's see, 37.
37. Okay. He would be very flattered, I guess, with your guesses, because he's actually 45. He's older than any of you have said.
You see, I thought he was younger than I thought.
Actually, apparently he's older than you thought.
Apparently.
Yes, so that would say the two oldest guesses were Bell and Glenn, both said 39. And
bunch of losers.
So Bell is now on the scoreboard, tied with Al.
Yippee.
But Glenn has three you know, three correct answers. And John and Jack have two each, you see. Remember, do you remember Lyle Waggoner?
Oh, yeah.
He was on the Carol Burnett show, and also was Major Steve Trevor on Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a nice-looking guy, very muscular guy, did the comedy bits with Carol Burnett, because I remember him more for that. Maybe you remember him more for Wonder Woman. How old? His birthday is today also.
Although the last thing that I saw him doing was an infomercial for for men who were having marital problems.
What kind of marital problems?
Well, yeah.
No lead in the pencil?
Yeah.
Manly problems?
Yes.
Oh, physical. You mean physical problems, you say?
Yes.
Ah, I see.
Can't function.
We don't have to be too graphic, Belle, but we get the general idea. Of course, we have that commercial for impotence here, so what am I being shy about? Anyway, Belle, let's start with you. How old is Lyle Waggoner? That's a silly name, isn't it? Lyle Waggoner.
Certainly is.
He wouldn't have made it through the age of five in the neighborhood I grew up in.
Sounds like he should take an aspirin.
Oh, Lyle. Your mother's calling, Lyle.
57.
57. Okay. Al, what do you think?
60.
Al says 60. And Glenn?
58.
And Jack?
Let's see. How long ago was Carol Burnett's show? They went off the air in, what, 78, thereabouts?
That could be. I just don't remember.
Let's see. But then he was off that for a few years. I know why. That Vibron product that he was on. And let's see. And so that's been...
Jack's feeling the pressure. He's thinking again.
Yes. There's just smoke coming out of my ears.
I'm going to say... Exciting moment to see the way the process of... this is your offstage announcer. To watch and listen to the process that Jack has shown is trying to guess an age. Kind of watching his eyebrows and his entire forehead kind of quivers almost as he's running figures through his brain.
Yes,
let's go back to the center stage now and see what age he's come up with.
Oh, let's see. As I pour through the actuarial tables and almanacs.
What age have you come up with anyway, Jack? That was my onstage announcer. Voice. Offstage, it's like this. Onstage, it's, hi, Jack. I fool people a lot.
And the offstage?
Yeah.
Once again?
On both. The offstage?
Yeah.
Oh, the offstage announcer is like this. And we're offstage now. Our contestants can't hear us. But these people are going to be reunited after being apart for 20 years, ever since they graduated high school. She's indicated that she loved him dearly all these years. He's not sure who he's going to meet, except he knows he's going to meet a woman who loves him dearly. And he doesn't know who it is. Okay? Let's see whether he accepts her or whether he embarrasses her in front of our national audience. Now back to our onstage announcer. Okay, why don't you come up, Lyle, and meet everybody? That's the way I do it. This way I collect two paychecks.
Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah, but you have to pay two sets of union dues.
That's right, and two sets of taxes also.
Let's see, Lyle Waggoner.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot who we were talking about. Yeah.
You thought we were still talking about our offstage announcement. Lyle Waggoner. He is going to be 63.
He has got to be 63.
Mm-hmm.
This is your offstage announcer again. Notice that Jack had made a little rhyme there. He's got to be 63. If you listen to that, analyze that closely, you'll find that actually rhymes. It's what we in the poetic circles, when we in the poetic circles call a couplet.
You see, I use the Nostradamus method.
This is your offstage announcer again. I have no idea what he means by that.
Well, Nostradamus, he would predict ages, and so it predict things about the ages using little rhyming quatrains, you see.
That's his onstage announcer again, and that's, I guess we know what he means now.
Yeah.
Okay. John, how old do you think Lyle Wagner is?
Oh, 64.
64. And if he were a little short guy and were communist, would you call him Little Red Wagoner?
Oh! This is your offstage announcer making that joke.
And this is your onstage and backstage announcer being embarrassed by it. Thank you. Anyway, Lyle Wagner is actually 61.
Huh.
61 years old today. Let's see who came the closest to the 61. Al said 60. And nobody said 62, although Jack said 63, so he's close. So that means we have a tie, two apiece by John, Al, and Jack. However, Glenn leads with 3. This is really something. Boy, what a contest this is. They'll be talking about this around the Hot Stove League right through the wintertime. You can tell. Ooh. Somebody just pressed a button on their phone.
Not I.
Okay, Bill Conti. Let's do Bill Conti from Rhode Island, Providence, Rhode Island. His biggest hit, Gonna Fly Now, which was the theme from Rocky in 1977. He wrote the theme for Unmarried Woman with Jill Clayburgh and has led the orchestra on Academy Award night. And today is his birthday. Bill Conti. We'll start with, let's see. John, let's start with you. Bill Conti, how old do you think he is? A lot of the theme music from the Rocky series.
Well,
going off the line now.
Hello?
I'm sorry, we've all gone to bed. Would you please put out your light? It's flashing in my eye and I can't sleep. So, John, how old do you think Bill Conti is?
55.
Okay. And Glenn, what do you think?
57.
Glenn says 57. What do you think, Bell?
57.
Also, Al?
64.
And Jack?
Bill Conti.
C-O-N-T-I. Bill Conti.
Bill Conti.
Bill Conti.
Bill Conti.
Yeah.
How old would Bill Conti be?
How old would he be in heaven, for heaven's names? For heaven's sakes.
How old would you have to be to write that Rocky song?
Yeah.
Nearly 20 years ago.
It doesn't seem likely, does it, that it was that far back?
No, but seems like it was 19.
So it's 19 years ago. Yes, one says that right here. Yeah. 19 years.
30, shortly.
Who is that woman? I want her so badly. How long would it take you to get from the North Shore here, Belle? But then again, I'm going up to North Shore later.
Probably about 28 years. Oh, what do you... I
lost track of what we're talking about.
We're trying to find a subway.
Let's see, Bill Conti. I'm going to say he's 54.
54. 54 is exactly right.
Yeah.
That was good figuring. 54 years old. So you win that, and you're tied now with Glenn. With 3 apiece. And we'll do one more to see how we do. This is Rick Schroeder. Anybody know Rick Schroeder?
He used to be Ricky Schroeder.
Little Ricky Schroeder.
Ricky Schroeder.
Silver Spoons.
The Silver Champ. That's right. He also was in The Champ with John Voight, correct? And on TV in Silver Spoons. And also was in the miniseries Lonesome Dove. Rick Schroeder from Staten Island, New York. Little Ricky Schroeder.
Little Ricky Schroeder.
Let's start, Jack. What do you think? How old is Little Ricky Schroeder?
Oh, don't die, champ. let's see. How old would you have to be to say that? How long ago was that? That's about 1979, and that's 17 years ago. And let's say that he was I'll say he's 26.
26. Okay, Al. What do you think?
35.
35 says Al. And John.
Oh, let's see.
31. He sounded a little like you there, Jack.
You know, Jack and John.
Well, people are learning the method.
Yeah.
I'm going to sell it in an infomercial.
I think, Bill, what do you think?
I think 32.
32. Okay, and Glenn?
I'm going to say 30.
Glenn's going to say 30. 26 is correct. That was what Jack said. Ran on the button, yeah. So Jack has now moved into the lead and Rudy won with 4. Glenn did very well with 3. He did okay, and the rest of you did okay, too. John and Al with 2 apiece. And the lovely Belle.
Aren't you being sweet? I got 1.
Well, you got 1. That's not bad.
You mean we're through?
I at least scored. Got on the scoreboard.
Yes, you did. You did. You did score. Yeah, that's it, because it's coming perilously close to 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I've called ABC in New York and said, could you postpone the 4 o'clock news till about 10 after 4? Because we're in the midst of a swell game. I don't know. They spoke in some foreign language, so I never could quite understand them.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. I don't know what you mean by that, Bell, but I certainly resent it on behalf of all of us here at Big League WBC. Yeah, I said, Mark will be a civil in the carpenter than the fils à roof. Something like that. I don't know what that means. But I would like to thank all of you on behalf of myself and the entire Academy Award team here.
It's been fun.
Glenn,
I have a quick question for Jack Hart.
Yes?
Do you know if Teresa Stapleton's had her baby yet?
Yes.
She has?
Yes. Olivia Ann.
Teresa's sister is best friends with my mother.
Is that right? What do you know? Yes, and there's a picture, matter of fact, hanging not too far from where I'm sitting this very minute, and looks just like Joe Stapleton.
Joe Stapleton's wife had a baby, is that what?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that isn't that something? Something?
It's just like Joe, about 5'7", 5'8". Got a little chubby little face.
A little mustache. Or something. Yeah. Very nice. Anyway, Bell, thank you very much for joining us, Bell.
Right.
Okay, and next time anybody's in Rockport, just fall in on her. She always has a whole plate of pancakes all ready for you. But you'll have to bring your own maple syrup.
Oh.
Thank you very much, Glenn. Good to talk with you.
It was a pleasure, Norm. We'll have to do this again in a couple of months or so.
I would like that very, very much. I wish you and your fiancé the very, very best. And when you get some sense in your head, come back to Massachusetts.
Thanks a lot, Norm.
Okay, Glenn. That's a pretty area, though. Ames, Iowa is very nice. I was thinking as we rode through there one time, I was thinking of stopping off, buying a house, having a family, and going to Iowa State, or as long as I was in the neighborhood.
Just drop on in for 4 years.
I thought that'd be nice, because in the cafeteria they have a nice big plate of pancakes there too. I don't have any idea what I'm talking about. John and Al, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Tom. I enjoyed this. If you're going to be up at 4 o'clock.
Okay, I'm sorry, clipping them off too soon. The winner actually was Jack, and so therefore there is no. Well, there's nobody we send a gift to, because you won it all, Jack.
No, thank you.
No, thank you. That's too bad, because I had all this clutter still hanging around my house, and I would have liked to have somehow gotten rid of it. But that's the way it is, you know.
Well, if you ever run out, I've got, like, boxes and bags. I've got an old refrigerator. I've got an old car radiator in my basement that you can have.
That sounds like just wonderful, wonderful stuff.
And some socks with holes.
Okay. Will you just be quiet? Go check the traffic, and we'll come back in a few minutes.
Okay.
Now, I think that was certainly worth the wait. I hope you do, too. Please consider supporting the show on Patreon. Every little bit helps. You will find the link in the description box. Closing the vault and leaving this world a little sillier than we found it. 4. Rambling aimlessly. The uncivilized town of Middleton, Massachusetts. Subways, streetcars, and buses. Logic. The thieving town of Danvers, Mass. Selling off water rights. Having a smart pancreas. Motif 1, 2, and 3. Sweating out of every pore. The 1,015-page dumb birthday game guidebook. Now available on CD-ROM. the town of Methuen's charter and all its bylaws. Having a slight case of asthma in a jar. Wheezing. Excitement or ailment. Whistling phones. Mayfield, Mayberry, and Millberry. Goose pimples. Bell's Zippos. Hubba hubba. Jack Benny, having no lead in the pencil. On and off stage announcers. Rhyming quatrains and couplets. Theme music. Joe, Teresa, and Olivia Stapleton. Pancakes and real maple syrup. Iowa State, Tom Howie, Jack Hart, and Boston's own Radio Troubadour, Norm Nathan. I'm Tony Nesbitt.
Mark, wir sind in der Carpentrier, der Fieser Ruf.